I invite you to close your eyes and just focus on your breathing so that your breathing is now very slow and rhythmic, in through the nose, out through the mouth. And then in this slow rhythmic breathing, concentrate on the area of your heart. And the more we're able to sustain this slow rhythmic breathing in and out at a beautiful slow pace, this is also sending a message to the body to completely relax. And now let's address our busy mind. Sometimes that's the hardest thing to relax, even when the body can be in complete relaxation. There's sometimes thoughts running around in our mind. It could be what happened through the day. It could be what you need to do when we finish this next 90 minutes. So let's acknowledge those thoughts are there and let's put them on a cloud and then just send the cloud floating away. You can pick those thoughts up when we're finished later on. But we'll just release those busy thoughts right now on a cloud, send them off. And now that we are completely relaxed in the body, mind, and resting in the comfort of our soul, our spirit, let's invite Kryon and the message for the evening.
Is it possible that your deceased relatives are still here? Oh. Greetings, dear ones, I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I would like to take a moment just to love every one of you. One of the biggest questions that's ever asked, and the reason, of course, is because once you have lost them, there's this feeling that they're gone. It's worldwide, dear ones, the grief that is suffered from those you've loved and lost. Whether they are partners, whether they're relatives, blood or not, there is grief when they go. The question has always been, how close are they, if they're still around? Where do they go? Can I access them? Can I talk to them? I just ask you if they're still here. And that's another question. Where is here? This particular program is going first to those who are members of the Circle of 12. If you are a member of the Circle of 12, we visit the soul every week. And when we began doing that over 3 years ago, it was new. And the idea is this, that the human being has the ability to go into itself metaphysically, spiritually, to the extent that you can touch the soul level of you, maybe even visit that which you might call home. And in doing that, all manner of things open up to you. In the Circle of 12 experience, we've visited those you've loved and lost. We've visited those who are your past lives. You visit yourself. There are so many conundrums that you might face in what we have done in the Circle of 12. And those conundrums are because how do you meet yourself coming and going? It is a multidimensional experience, is it not? It has to be. None of these things make sense in your reality. I again call on you to suspend your reality for just a moment. What were you told as a child about the love of God? That as a child, if you sit and you have a prayer to God, that beautiful God essence, whatever you call it, is right in front of you, loving you at that moment, even though a billion others may be praying at the identical same time. And as children, you accept that. As adults, you accept that, because God is different. However, this is the prime example of multidimensionality that you do not have here. A time that you do not have here, a kind of time, a kind of reality, where things are split and multiplied and exist together at the same time they are separate. Difficult, if not impossible, to explain. But do you really need to have an explanation to feel the love of someone that you think is gone? I'm going to answer that question. And I'm going to answer it in the most real, succinct way I can for you. Question again, is it possible that those you've loved and lost are still here? Let's define here. As I answered this, let's define here. Here is in your consciousness. Here is where you stand. Is that good enough? Where you sit, is that good enough? And the answer is yes. Absolutely, yes. Is it possible to contact them? This is where I'm going to tell you yes and no for you, because the contact itself, the transmission and the reception, is not in 3D. This is sometimes where you will not have a psychic ability, but your intuitive part will kick in. And you will sense that which are messages. And you'll say they're here. They're right here in the room, perhaps. Perhaps you'll actually get words or phrases. Perhaps you'll have someone help you with that, a facilitator. And they will give you information that only your departed ones would know. And what does that tell you? I'm going to make a statement for you that I have made before. And I hope you remember it. And it's this. The biggest gift that humans give to each other is the fact that when one is gone, it remains with you in some way at a soul level until your last breath as well. Did you hear that? Picture one you've loved and lost. Partner, mother, father, sister, brother, child. Picture that person in your mind for a moment. And I have information for you that you may not have heard before. One of the reasons why contact is possible and is here, is that they never left. Part of their soul splits out and stays with you. Now, this is confusing, because if you don't know about soul sharing and soul splitting, it doesn't make any sense. Let me give you something, information that you need to know. You are anchored in so much of this 3 and 4D reality. When you look in the mirror, there is one human there, and only one human, and it moves from place to place. And that one human goes to A, or comes back to B, or leaves. It's not that way when you get out of three dimensions. Out of three dimensions, the essence of the consciousness of any individual can be shared. And that is why I have told you that soul sharing and soul splitting, hard to believe, gives you the gift of those who remain. Not only do they remain in a state of soul awareness. Let me tell you what this means. Let's say you had an abusive father. Let's say I'll reveal a secret that you never want to speak out loud, that when he passed, you were glad. Because nobody wants to have him around, you might say. Or he messed up your life, you might say. I would like to tell you that soul awareness is your father still living in you, but fully and completely aware of everything. They're seeking your forgiveness. They're loving you in a metaphysical way of compassion. He has awakened because he is at the soul level. And he's with you now as the father he always should have been, loving, beautiful, all the things that you had wanted. That is the one that's there now. The child that you perhaps have loved and lost, still there, big time, still there. And that's why this child seems to appear to you to be so real at times in your dreams. Mom, Dad, that child is saying, I am with you till your last breath, and that defines love. Humans are starting to awaken to a larger energy that is spiritual, a big one. It has been the message of Kryon now for some months. The awakening is due to many things. The shift you are in is starting to permeate your body and awaken that which has awaited for you, a time capsule of mastery, you might say. It starts to deliver to you new gifts, new awarenesses, better intuition. All of these things you are starting to feel. Among them, dear ones, are new tools and gifts, awarenesses, and power, if you wish to say that. A strength of soul, if you wish to say that, which becomes more aware of the soul sharing within you. What I just told you is this. Those you've loved and lost are starting to come to you in a more real way. You feel you're contacting them from the other side. You're not. There is no other side when it comes to souls and multidimensionality. Instead, there is a oneness of all things. You contact them from within because they're here with you. You will do the same for those who love you, who are younger. And when you pass, I would love for you to tell them this. Say to them, although it sounds odd and difficult, I make a promise to you. I will be with you till your last breath. I will love you till your last breath. I will be there. You can talk to me, I'll hear you, and we'll continue the love we have for one another. This is part of the new human, dear one. It is part of all that you are. You deserve it. It's your lineage. Start to use it. Start to understand it, because it's real. Yes, they're here. And so it is.